The National Cotton Council is urging USDA's risk management agency to assure that cotton producers will be able to adjust their actual production history insurance yield for the 2015 cotton crop, according to Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the Council.
But this most recent letter that the council sent to RMA was really based off of discussions that occurred at our American Cotton Producer meeting in early August, where they discussed the importance of this provision and brought a resolution before the NCC board toward the end of this month, urging RMA to make every effort to implement the APH adjustment for the 2015 cotton crop. And specifically, this provision is included in the Farm Bill, and it's going to give producers the opportunity to exclude from their APH calculation years in which the county average yield falls below 50% of the previous 10-year average county yield. The past several years of history calculates the average outcome, and that becomes their APH or insurable yield for insurance products they purchase. Under this provision, if it's a qualifying year such that the county average is below 50% of the previous 10-year average, then if that was also a poor yielding year for the producer, they could choose to exclude that from the average. The end result would be an increase in their insurable yield. This is particularly an important provision when you look at portions of the Cotton Belt that have recently incurred several years of historic drought conditions.
Meanwhile, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the cotton harvest is now underway and the crop is looking pretty mediocre, with some areas severely impacted by excessive moisture last week.
Looking at the national numbers, 8% of the cotton harvested on September 21st. That's 1 point behind the five-year average, but well ahead of last year's 5%. Excessive moisture, a concern in some of the southernmost production areas, particularly in Texas, as we headed through last week with the remnants of Odile bringing some torrential rains once you got south of Lubbock, Texas. Cotton condition for the week ending September 21st, looking at the percentage good to excellent, that's 48%, down a point. Very poor to poor, acreage 18% unchanged from a week ago. That's just barely better than what we saw this time last year. 44% good to excellent, 23% very poor to poor.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.